Since 2009, the Obama administration has been working to revamp the arms export process, a process widely acknowledged to need streamlining. Earlier this month, the administration announced the first of these reforms, and many are saying it's a win for America's defense industry. The first change moves oversight for thousands of parts of military equipment from the State Department to the Commerce Department, where some say they'll fall under looser controls. That's what many in the defense industry say they've been shooting for, relaxing U.S. arms export rules. And Dan Storr, spokesperson for the Aerospace Industries Association, says they're pleased with the direction the Obama administration is taking.
We're very supportive of what the Obama administration is doing. This is about reforming the way that we do business with our allies and partners around the world, where things that are readily tradable, that don't necessarily belong on a protected list, can be traded on a commercial basis. You're not changing the answer in any individual case from no to yes when it comes to exporting particular goods. What you're essentially doing is getting to yes, which you are already going to achieve faster.
That's Dan Storr, a spokesperson for the Aerospace Industries Association. On the other hand, some human rights activists have widely criticized the shift. Bill Hartung is director of the Center for International Policy's Arms and Security Project. The center is a D.C.-based think tank. On its website, they say they promote cooperation, transparency, and accountability in global relations. Bill Hartung is also author of Prophets of War. Bill Hartung, it's good to talk to you again.
Yes, good to talk to you.
So the U.S. is the leading arms exporter by a large margin. We dominate 80% of the arms market. Sales are probably 3 to 4 times what they were at the end of the Bush administration. Why have they increased, and who's buying?
Well, a lot of the sales are to the Middle East. There was a $60 billion sale to Saudi Arabia, which is the biggest arms deal ever concluded for fighter planes, attack helicopters, missile defense systems, pretty much an entire arsenal other than combat ships. And that accounts for about half of the increase. There's been some sales in Asia, to Korea, deals with Japan, Australia. It's partly the push by the Obama administration. It's partly the industry wanting to find new markets as the Pentagon budget comes down. And in some cases, you know, in the Gulf, for example, it's, you know, fear of Iran plays a factor in it. And I think those fears have been perhaps stoked higher than they need to be. But nonetheless, it's been big money flowing and bigger than any administration since probably the Clinton administration in the early part of its term.
So can I say that this is a replacement for a boots-on-the-ground Bush foreign policy with a arms-on-the-ground Obama approach?
Well, I think if that's their intention, it's kind of ill-assembled. I'm not sure Saudi Arabia is going to, you know, effectively use a lot of the equipment that they're buying. I think some of it is just, you know, buying a relationship with the United States, saying, we'll buy your weapons, you be with us in a pinch kind of thing. So, you know, I think there's a lot of talk along those lines saying, well, we'll have our forces will be able to operate alongside our allies because we have the same equipment. But I think when push comes to shove, it's either it's going to be a choice of the U.S. going in or not going in, and a country like Saudi Arabia is not going to be really a major factor, even with the weapons that were, you know, they're awash in through these deals.
Bill Hartung is director of the Arms and Security Project for the Center for International Policy. So we heard what the spokesperson for the Aerospace Industries Association says, that, you know, these are okay. They're just getting to yes faster. What's your concern about the weapons themselves? Are you concerned that the allies are going to get these weapons and then move them on to more dangerous actors?
Well, the Justice Department has a long list of export control cases where smugglers have tried to get spare parts to Iran. China has tried to get access to U.S. military technology to build their own industry. Countries like Venezuela have gotten things that weren't supposed to get there. So there is a history of U.S. weapons going to a place like Austria, Bulgaria, other allies that are going to get license-free, you know, weapons components under this reform. So I think that's part of it. You know, other countries don't have the same controls we do. We're loosening ours. We're sending them there more easily. If you're a smuggler, you've got a lot more ways at it now than you did before these reforms.
Is there any big item that might be getting exported now with these relaxed plans that weren't exported before?
Well, there's some things, complete weapon systems like Black Hawk transport helicopters, Huey helicopters, which can be used as an attack mode, engines for C-17 transport planes. But I think, you know, some of the most dangerous items are just these spare parts that can be used to keep weapon systems going, which countries might otherwise not be able to keep in service. And I think the big question is going to come early next year when they decide what to do about firearms. And if there's a significant deregulation of small arms and light weapons, those could go directly into conflict zones and do damage fairly immediately. So that's sort of the big thing sitting on the horizon that's yet to be announced.
Why would a president who got the Peace Prize and calls for increased gun control at home loosen restrictions on weapons and small firearms?
Well, I think part of it is a push from industry. Part of it is the administration, I think, genuinely wanted to simplify the process. But I think they didn't get adequate range of advice. They really let the industry, in some cases, even write and control the kind of direction of the regulations. And I think they've perhaps been over-optimistic about how much the Commerce Department can handle in terms of doing vetting of these things. So, I don't think it's necessarily ill-intentioned. I just think they're tilting too far towards the industry, and I think they're not looking at some of the sort of secondary consequences.
All right, sir. It's good to talk to you again. Thanks for keeping track of all these issues.
All right. Good to talk to you.
Bill Hartung is director of the Arms and Security Project at the Center for International Policy. It's The Record.